Hola amigos, Luis and Kristen, once again in this studio, and we're excited to share with you today because we just finished our Spanish podcast and we are like rolling.
Yeah, we are. I really enjoyed that.
So we always want to share with our friends in English some of what we talk in Spanish, because I know that sometimes you say, what are they saying? And I know that some of you speak very good Spanish, yes. And some others
are learning Spanish. Yes, they're working on it, and hopefully we've helped you.
Felicidades a todos. Muy bien. But today we are talking and working through the Word of God. Mm-hmm. There's specifically Ephesians 5.
Yes.
And it's living in the light. And the reason that we are talking about this is because we feel like an urgency to call up families and marriages. Mm-hmm. We want to grow. We want to be a good example.
Mm-hmm. And to call the families up to the standard of the Word.
Yes. So we want to share with you a little bit of this, and we want to break it down and kind of walk. Just think about this, because this letter,
to Ephesus,
and is Paul talking. But you can give a little history about Ephesus.
I think it's important always to understand the context of the word, you know, the author, the audience that they're writing to, and what his heart and the relationship is. So we know that Paul founded this church, but they also had incredible leaders. It wasn't just Paul. Then there was Priscilla and Aquila, and then Thomas. I mean, Thomas.
Timothy.
Thomas was. He might have been there. We don't know, but I don't think he was one of the leaders. Timothy, for sure. Timothy, and then John. I mean, they had a killer lineup of leadership and preachers.
Right.
And yet still, they were straying, like, from the path. And Paul is trying to bring them back into the light. And the reason for this is because Ephesus had such a strong culture. So the people who lived in Ephesus, it was a very prosperous city, and it was full of culture. It was like a culture hub for the Roman Empire. So that was impregnated in them. When they came to Christ, they came with the culture, and it was an idolatrous culture. I think it was Artemis, right?
Mm-hmm. Artemis.
Uh-huh.
Artemis was the goddess of Ephesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Ephesus, some people may not know, but it's Turkey today.
Right.
And
So we're talking about a cultured, mostly educated people that have been indoctrinated with an idolatrous mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why Paul is speaking to them the way he does. And really, it makes me think of today. I mean, we can consider ourselves so cultured because we're exposed to so many cultures, and we have at the access of our fingertips and our hands and our phones. We have so much information. Mm-hmm. And yet, as a culture, we're idolatrous. I mean, we idolize these things in our hands, and not just our phones and communication and technology, but there's so many opportunities to put things before God, which is what idolatry is. So we can really apply everything we see that Paul was writing to Ephesus to ourselves.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, if we see us today, we can hear like if Paul is talking to us. I mean, anybody can take this letter and just start reading it.
It's timeless.
And it's like timeless.
It's
exactly.
Incredible.
It says, imitate God. And he's talking to all of us. Therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. And we want to imitate God because he loves us. I mean, I understand that people that have had like a bad example of their parents or abusive parents, or it's hard to imitate them. But he's talking here, and he emphasizes, he says, God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children.
Mm-hmm.
And another version says, beloved children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and
offered
himself as a sacrifice for us, as a pleasing aroma to God.
I love how he puts all the attention on Christ, even though he's such a powerful leader. And like I said, they had this powerful lineup of leaders. You know, Apollos as well had come through. So Apollos, Paul, Timothy, John, the Revelator. I mean, and yet he's saying, don't look at us. Although in a different place in the word, he does said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yeah.
But the ultimate example is to keep our eyes on Jesus all the time.
And the interesting thing here to me is that it starts saying, imitate God. But then he goes, maybe some people there in the congregation is like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And he goes right into the problem. He says, let there not be any sexual immorality, impurity, or greed, among you. Such things have no place among God's people. He mm-hmm. is like not given any space for right. pornography, for jealousy and things like that, or just being flirting, or mm-hmm. I mean, like nothing, not allowing yourself in any mm-hmm. way to be immoral.
Yeah, to open doors to that.
And that's the difference of when people says, well, it's because I think you are too extreme, or you are too too religious, or mm-hmm. but
or
immorality
right.
has such a big impact in people's lives. Because it's the number one sin that's against yourself. And, yeah. and against yourself also is against the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
So you're not just, I mean, it's just terrible.
And I know when we were talking about legalism, because if you keep the standards of the word, people can come and say, oh, you're so legalistic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're yes. you're a little too extreme, a little too radical. Mm-hmm. But really, legalism, and I know you had explained this before, the difference is not the standard. It's the way we walk the standard.
Because yes.
legalism is trying to be like whitewashed on the outside.
Yes.
And the heart becomes less important.
It's the law trying to control exactly. you from the outside uh-huh. in instead
exactly.
of being convinced by conviction, walking from the inside out.
Right.
So
that's freedom when it comes from the heart.
Yes.
And that,
I don't
grace.
Do this not because I can't, but I don't want to.
Exactly.
So,
da-ding, da-ding, da-ding.
Da-ding, da-ding, da-ding.
Mine was fragile, a very fragile. Da-ding, da-ding. Oh, and another thing that comes in this list after that is such sins have no place among God's people. And then there's another list, which gets even a little more specific, where he says obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes. These are not for you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And when he's, because it's so clear. And
yes.
even today, we're like, oops, okay, that's raising the standard. And when it talks about foolish talk, it's not talking about silly talk. You know,
right.
it's okay to have a silly conversation, or like one that might seem not important, a frivolous conversation
yeah.
about things that don't seem so important. He's talking about being like a fool
mm-hmm.
or foolhardy.
Yes.
And we know what the Bible describes a fool as, someone who's hardened against God. So conversations that are not aligned with the word of God.
And also, I mean, I grew up with a lot of jokes, and I used to say a lot of dirty jokes
mm-hmm.
in Spanish. And whenever we were in a party or something, they were like, Luis, tell a joke. And I will.
Well, great. The truth is coming out now.
But before I got to know the Lord and everything.
Well, actually,
yeah.
if we're going to tell the truth, let's tell
yeah,
the
well,
truth.
Yeah, wait, I was getting there. But and then even when I became a Christian, I thought that some jokes were still out. And we were like, it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal.
Especially when you were with the guys.
And then with the guys, and we're just joking, or kind of like that kind of like double, how do you call that? Like
doble sentido.
Doble sentido. Doble sentidos in Spanish. Yes. But I mean, like, you want to say one thing, but you really want to say another thing, and just uh-huh. kind of like just joking around, but maybe not as pure,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And but then when I read this verse,
yeah,
it shocked me
mm-hmm.
because I saw that God was even in the jokes, right? And I was like, oops. He said, I mean, like, let. And then it says, even those jokes, they're not place for that.
They're not for you.
They're not for you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure. And then it's like, so there is no mistake. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. Wow.
For
That's
a greedy
impactful.
Person, a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Wow. Okay. You know, you can't get around that.
Let's drop the mic.
That wasn't
right here.
That was a mic drop. It was.
So
way to
don't
go,
be fooled by mm-hmm. those who try to excuse the sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. So
don't
God
participate.
Is clear. Don't
and
participate.
It says, don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were darkness, but now you're light from the world. It's a before and after.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be a before and after in our lives. If there's not a before and after, I would say get to the foot of the cross. Because
what are
there has to be.
What are we trying today? And we think it's okay to bring the before
into our after.
Into the now.
yeah, exactly.
Right. And still be okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, we should not do that. Because we're not going to experience God's promises in our lives.
And then it says, so live as people of the light, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true.
Hmm.
So if that's not being produced in our life, we need more light. We don't need more self-help talks. We don't need, you know, more programs. We need more light. We need more Jesus.
Mm.
We have to be in his presence more.
Yes.
And then that will begin to produce in us what is good and right and true and from the heart. So we're not living in legalism, but the standard is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
But we're coming at it from another direction. We're coming at it from grace, Amen. Like a heart change within us. And that's incredible.
And we just want to encourage every couple that are listening, every family that are listening, that living like this should be like the normal.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't allow the enemy to come to steal, kill, and destroy our purity, our sanctification, and you can be fun, you can have a great time, but you can, I mean, Jesus, I mean, if you want to be with somebody, it's Jesus, right?
Who's
is what
awesome.
We say.
Exactly.
And I think Jesus was and is so fun. I mean, he's going to be, I mean, traveling the whole universe with him, that's amazing.
That'll
right?
be fun.
I don't know. I mean, he was a person on earth that never sinned,
mm-hmm.
but that he was able to connect with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we say, it's because you don't get me.
Or that's not my personality.
Yeah, or you don't get me because you have not gone through the things that mm-hmm. I have gone through. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. If Jesus never sinned, and he never went through the sins that you have gone through, then he doesn't get you. If you think that way,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he says that he's the person that gets us the most.
Exactly. He's the high right? priest. Exactly.
Exactly.
Who,
so that is a lie.
Who understands.
So you don't need to go through hell or have friends or people around you that take you down just mm-hmm. because you feel that they get you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
So find good friends. Good people around you, a great church, and a church that really preaches the word and stands for what is right.
Yeah, and this part of the word, there's no condemnation in this. It can sound hard and like, oops, oops, oops. You know, like I feel like it's like directly at me, but there's no condemnation in it because he gives us the power to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's saying, oh, if you're like this, I don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always, come to me,
yes.
come to me, and I will give you the power to obey this word that I'm giving you. And that's the only way we're going to live with peace in our relationships, in our marriage, in our family, is if we live it according to the word.
Yeah, and if we repent, there is no condemnation mm-hmm. for those who are in Christ Jesus. So we want to encourage you and just really animarte, iba a decir en español.
Which is encouraged,
to, yeah,
but just another
to keep
way.
Going. It's a double
encouragement.
Animal, double encouragement. So let's pray and let's mm-hmm. ask the Lord help. God, I just ask right now, right. Father, for anyone that's listening that maybe is struggling in living in a way that maybe is not the best way and is mm-hmm. affecting their relationship, their family, their standards in Christ, Father. And I just pray that will be clear right now, Father, that there will come a clear revelation from the Holy Spirit that you want the best for us, and doing the best is living in the light. So we thank you for our friends that are here, and I pray that you bless them in everything they do in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hasta la próxima, amigos.